You couldn't make it up. English news on February the 26th. When we're undecided about something, it's said that we're in two minds about it. Being in two minds is also a literal translation of schizophrenia, the common health condition where your mental functions are split up so that it's difficult to concentrate, think, and reach decisions. There's a lot of interest in understanding what causes schizophrenia and what is making it more common. Back in 2010, the human race passed a milestone. It was the year when, for the first time in human history, more than half of us were living in cities. It's predicted that by the year 2050, the proportion of us living in urban environments will have risen to two-thirds. So, is city living responsible for poor mental health? Neuroscience research into how we cope with stress shows that if we were brought up in the countryside, we cope better than if we began life in a small town. And even that is a better start than if we spent our early years in the city. Added to that, we develop better stress coping if we were cuddled, played with, and well cared for by our parents when we were children. Economically poor and city-dwelling parents are least likely to have the time for comprehensive parenting, so city living may have multiple effects. When we're older, city living can also mean we feel stressed, both by being with so many people around us, which is called social crowding, and by not knowing any of them, known as social isolation. There's also a lot going on all the time to keep our senses constantly stimulated. That means it's more likely that we'll overreact to harmless and innocent things, like a sudden noise or simply a car going past, if we're in a state of heightened arousal at the time. All this makes it more likely we'll be overloaded by stress, particularly if we started out with poorer coping mechanisms. Of course, the move to the city has advantages. More work, more prosperity, and more things to spend the money on. More excitement, more variety, more opportunities. It sounds like fun, and it is for a while, but when you can't get away from it, then it can be very tiring, exhausting even, and that's when it gets stressful. It seems that we're better suited to the peace of the countryside after all. Don't say, "Who needs sleep when there's so much to do?" Do say, "I'm all for a quiet life." That's all for now. Bye.